From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Till Places.
Thank you, Fives!
Hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I'm here, I'm Jed, and once again, we have Austin Dean Ashford. Is coming to the end of his residency as our artist in residence. How in God's name is it already made?
Yeah, how is it already made?
I was
just blowing you out first week of January, like I'm here.
Seriously, I will say that.
Year's gone.
Yeah, that happens to me every year. Like, we're sitting there, January's like, all right, we've got this whole year, and like, I still feel like we're just getting started planning the year. It's like, no, the year is almost half over. We're coming up to the halfway point.
Yes, the summer programs, the fall showcase,
We've got summer camps coming up. We've got all kinds of
Things coming up. Let's talk about the coming up things going on.
So we got all of our
what's going on summer camp? What's all the summer camp stuff?
Oh my gosh. We have got, summer camp is going through all through June and July. Registration is already up on the website, lubbockcommunitytheater.org, and it's for ages 7 all the way up to 18. And there's at least one class where we've partnered with Sing, Play, Learn for kids like 4 to 6, somewhere in that range. But each camp is about a week long, and there's always a showcase at the end of the week. There's half days, there's full days. And like I said, we have, it's for all the performing arts. So we have got acting, singing, dance, we've got auditions. We have like auditioning camps. We've got directing. We've got tech. We have theater and special effects makeup. We have costuming camps. We have got camps in podcasting, which I will be teaching. I will also be teaching for the third year in a row our filmmaking camp. We have got both of those will be partnered with my friend Lance, who some of you know as the Night Nerd. So he's out there. Yeah. Anyway. We've got so much happening. My friend Beth and I, Beth, who usually sits at that desk right there, will be teaching fine arts and drawing and painting and the like. It's just all kinds of stuff. Registration is already up now, so go look for that.
Registration is up now.
We have got two youth theater intensives in our summer camps. For the older kids, we have Shrek Jr. For the younger kids, we'll be doing Winnie the Pooh Kids. And sign-ups for that are also in summer camp registration. It's all so many things. We've got our live shadow cast of Repo the Genetic Opera will be coming up soon. We've got our annual family reunion get together that we do at the end of the summer. We'll be talking about our 90s dance party, which is our follow-up to our 80s prom that we did.
90s
we opened
dance
the
party now That's my speed. Why y'all want to do that when I leave? Y'all crazy.
Well, you want to come back in June for just like a weekend.
Oh, that's a possibility. That
Maybe we'll make that happen. So much stuff. We're going to bring back our gala. Soon we will be announcing next season. The shows for next season will be announcing that very soon.
You guys announced that? You know yet?
Not quite yet.
That's gonna be a fun day.
I can tell you about it after we get off.
Yeah, I'm lying. Y'all can't get the exclusives.
But
y'all don't work here.
But before all of that, we of course have Bonnie and Clyde coming up, our big season-ending musical. That'll be going up in just about 2 or 3 weeks here. I've got my calendar here. I'm all prepared. But the 12th through the 21st of May. Shortly after that, we're ending out the Stages Academy Youth Season with Mary Poppins Jr. And then before all that, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 29th and 30th, we've been talking about it for months. The classes have been happening, the classes have finished, and now the students are ready to showcase their work. Solo Fest!
Solo Fest!
Celebration of solo performance, auto drama, if you want to be the hoity-toity about
it. Yes, we'd be hoity-toity.
So we have got on Saturday, we've got early in the morning about 11, and 11 is one workshop, and then at noon we've got another workshop. We've got a workshop on stage combat. We've got a workshop on intimacy coordination. Those are by donation. The rest of the events, I'll just say this right up front, we'll talk about it again in a little bit. The events, you can get in $10 a piece, or... Okay, sorry about that. What I was saying, every event, with the exception, like I said, the workshops in the morning are by suggested donation. But all the other events, you can either pick and choose what you want to go to for $10 a piece, or you can pay $75 for a weekend pass that gets you into every single aspect of Solo Fest. Every single thing you get in. And so let's talk about some of the other things. We've talked about the workshops in the morning. And then, of course, we've got the showcases
at 2 p.m. Now, I want to talk about the showcases because there are some amazing students who participated. How did Solo Fest happen? I'm so glad that you asked, humble person listening to us through the microphone or looking at us through the screen. Yo, this started because I was like, yo, me doing one-person shows are great. I have a fun time doing it. I'm going to keep doing it. But what's even more beautiful is when other people learn that they have the capability to tell their own narrative story simply by themselves. Now, some brave people signed up and they participated in the course. Now, some even more braver people within the course are willing to showcase their work. And the work is going to be amazing. Some of the people I'd like to shout out is LCT's very own Whitney will be doing Flora.
Whitney Ryan Garrity, our resident playwright.
At 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. We also will be having Frank perform Deconstruction, which is about jackets, and I really, really like this play. I wish you would have called it Jackets, but it's called Deconstruction. It's going to be awesome, too. Yeah. Who else we have? Oh, My Dad Knows Everything by Dr. Leslie Sotomayo. Yo, and the one that doc is working on is really, really good. And it's going to be one of the ending performances because it's that powerhouse. Another one we have kind of like a Wizard of Oz adaptation by Becky. It's going to be really, really good. You should see what she does to Toto. And we also have Vok, who will be performing Temporary, which is another good solo show. Some other names that who don't have the names of their shows done is Vaughn will be performing as a doctoral student at Tech. We have Ella who'll be performing, a graduate student at Tech as well. And I can't forget a couple of high schoolers that will be performing. Shout out to Aiden. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Phoebe Miller. She's going to be performing her solo show. Shout out to Troy, another doctoral student, will be performing their solo show. And then at 7 p.m., I, with the direction of Jamil Jude, the artistic director of True Colors Theater in Atlanta, will be presenting the stage reading of Pinocchio Andre.
Your newest show, yes?
My newest one-person show that I've been working on undercover for the past couple of months. Just so that's going to be my last explosion firework exit, is to be doing a stage reading of Pinocchio Andre. I've been on FaceTime and Zoom working with the director. We've been editing the script, moving the script, getting some light blocking around. I will be reading, though. Don't expect anything memorized, but you guys are gonna get the first taste. I've not done a stage reading.
First taste of work still in progress. We've been saying all this entire time that Austin has been here, come see these things that we are doing, come meet Austin, get to know him, and then you get to say that you were in on the ground floor when Austin eventually, not if, when Austin explodes all over this country and all over this planet. Because you have gone to other planets with your planets.
Hey,
Well, we could be metaphorical and say that you've gone to other planets.
I love Saturn too.
But you have been to other countries with your work.
Yes, it's just going awesome, I think. And I have to say, this is a true honor. I got to do like the beautiful, you know, like a radio host, like signs off for the last time. I have to say thank you so much to Lubbock Community Theater for adopting me and letting me be your little black baby boy for the past 4 months. I had the most fun time in a
blast. It's not the way I would have worded it.
But I know, I'm black, so I can say it.
You can say that. It's,
I just had a great time. Thank you for allowing me to show both of my plays, do amazing workshops, amazing outreach, and going to all these different high schools and middle schools, being able to do Solo Fest and show a stage ring of my new play. It's been an absolute awesome time. Thank you for starting the program of touring artists. I'm glad to be the first one. I hope the next one recognizes how high the bar is set and they also exceed the expectation. I've had a great time here. I've grown so much. I'm also finishing the coursework for my PhD. So I'm back on the road on Wednesday, driving back to California.
Yeah.
I got 3 A's. So I got the 4.0 that I was supposed to get.
I'm going
to
say a 4.0 in a PhD program
and
is
never
not...
never had a 4.0.
Yeah, man, that's... Well, you said you didn't finish high school.
Nope.
And now you got a 4.0 in a PhD program. You're like, it's...
And truth be told, I'm a PhD dropout, so I was dropped and released from the program, had to reapply again and get back in the program to now be finishing where I'm at.
And getting a PhD isn't easy. It is not a thing you do in a week, or it takes
when you got a community Lubbock and LCT who's pumping you up and supporting you, it's possible. So I'm very sad to say until the next episode, because I've had such a great time, but I'm also excited to know that I'm going on tour this summer and I'll be coming back to Lubbock, I believe, on July 14th or the 23rd. So if you want to hear my new album, Boom Boom Boom, it's gonna be awesome. I'm also releasing a book, an audiobook, and a cartoon this summer. And I have a residency with the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. coming up. So many great things have happened. And I'm also the new associate festival producer for the San Diego International Fringe Festival. It's been great. It's been awesome. I've had such a fantabulous time. But there's no better way to close this chapter and this journey before all of the amazing summer things coming with LCT than to end with Solo Fest. Please come by Saturday at 2 p.m. to see the amazing other people create their show. None of these people have ever done one person show before, and this is what they're like and how they ended. Great, phenomenal works in progress. Yeah. And I'm great to end you guys with Pinocchio Andre. If anybody gets it first, you all are going to get it first. And I'm also doing my last music show at the Cactus Theater tonight.
Yes, we'll be posting about that tonight as well. Well, I mean, by the time this recording goes up, that probably will.
Yeah.
But you will have seen yesterday posts on our Facebook page about the show Austin is doing last night.
Yes!
At the Cactus Theater.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a fun, great time. I don't have anything else. Is there anything?
I want to shout out real quick another guest performer that we've got. I think he's only coming on Saturday and not Sunday, is C. David Hill of Our Time Productions. He's doing a solo show called Why We Dance. Heather and I actually saw him way back in February when we went to Victoria, Texas for Tex Fest. We saw him perform his show, and he is coming for Solo Fest. He's very interested in autodrama, mono performance, whatever you want to call it. And this show is also it's a lovely, heartwarming, affirming piece of work. And we should also plug, you were talking about, you're going on tour, you got a new album coming out. We've been saying before, it's coming out on Juneteenth.
Yes, my new album. Well, I just released a single 2 days ago. It's from the play Island Trap. The part where I say sip on my Corona, then delete your number, is now out on all streaming platforms. The album comes out Juneteenth. My tour was supposed to start in June, but I got so many dates. I have to do Indianapolis on May 11th. Then I got Chicago May 14th. I got San Diego the end of May. We got Boston on Juneteenth. Two dates in Boston. We got DC for a week on July 1st. We're doing Baltimore July 3rd. We're doing Tulsa, Oklahoma July 6th. Oh, this is all in my head. I'm so good. July 7th, we're doing Fort Smith. July 8th, we're doing Fayetteville, Arkansas. July 9th, we're doing Little Rock. July 12th and 13th, we're doing Kansas City. July 14th, we're doing Lubbock. July 21st, we're doing Houston. July 22nd, we're doing Dallas. July 27th, we're doing LA. July 30th, we're doing San Jose, California. August 5th, we're doing Sacramento, California. August 6th, we're doing Oakland, California. August 12th, we're doing New York. August 19th, we're doing Atlanta. September 2nd, we're doing Nashville. September 11th, we're doing Nashville. We're doing Connecticut on the 19th. We are doing Indiana on the 13th and 14th. Oklahoma on the 11th. This is October. We might do Hawaii October 20th. We're doing the Kennedy Center on November 13th to the 17th. And then I'll probably also drop my deluxe album in November. Dang. So that's what we got coming up this year, guys. It's like nonstop. You're invited to any one of those dates. By all means,
come on. Did mention that that tour is gonna come back through Lubbock. So
it is coming back, baby. Yeah. And I got new plays and stuff, so I just had a great time. Please hit me on the IG, hit me on the TikTok, hit me on the Facebook. Go ahead to the website. You don't have to miss out. Please go to Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, follow, like the new music, like the new album, so you don't have to be out of the loop. And I've had a great time. I think the last final sign-off words I want to say to LCT is a huge thank you for taking on the risk of having like a touring artist come in and be part of like the community and the staff. I think it's been such a great time with the people I've been able to connect with. Thanks for sending me out to places like Monterey and Lubbock High and All Saints and Dunbar and all these places to meet all these beautiful students and youth and letting me do all of these amazing programs. I've had a great time, and I've been able to develop as much as I hope that the institution was able to develop. Shout out to Jen for doing all these crazy marketing things with me. Daniel, love you, baby. Shout out to Daniel for doing a lot of the work on the media side, too. Mm. Shout out to Jill for letting me use her puppy's ring for me to be able to do Black Book, because without that, it wouldn't also have been able to happen. I'm probably going to ask her if I could borrow a jumpsuit to do a picture for Pinocchio Andre before I leave. And thank you to everybody who works the office. Rachel, shout out to you so much. You do so much great work. Oh my gosh, I don't want to forget anybody. Whitney, you do phenomenal work. Who am I missing? Heather, of course, you do great work. Justin, of course, you do great work. Y'all are phenomenal. Shout out to Alex, always coming and saving the day for life. Mm. Shout out to Curtis for sound. Shout out to Beth for doing so many of like the introductions that I've needed to and doing phenomenal acting at the same time. Shout out to Tanner for helping me backstage. Shout out to Tanner's mama for letting me borrow Tanner to help me backstage and also doing some stage management. You guys have been phenomenal from the marketing, from the top to the bottom. Everybody, thank you for allowing me to try this. I hope that it benefited the institution as well as benefited me. And who knows, I'm going to develop some stuff and hopefully I see you guys soon.
I don't know what I'm going to say that's better than that. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off. Come see Solo Fest. The tickets, it's all right, like I say, right there on the website, lovingcommunitytheater.org, right there at the front, on the top front of the page, right where you can't miss it. You don't even have to scroll down. You don't have to scroll down much anyway. So, yeah. And then Watkins will, of course, just get tickets and come see all this stuff. People have been working for weeks, for over a month.
It's your last chance. If you missed it, you missed it. So yep. Don't miss it.
All right. So with that, we'll sign off. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you to Austin for being here today and for the past 5 months. So
thank you, five.
Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. A link to that artist and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week, and as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.